Hey, Brooks.
It is the Basement Buddies. I'm Brooks, and that's John over there.
Hi. We're in the basement.
Remember, like, 6 weeks ago, how we had our intro perfectly?
We did it once fairly well.
It was awesome.
Right now, I'm fiddling with my windscreen. This is a good pot.
We should have, like, you know...
written it down?
No, I mean, like, figured out all our things.
I just like touching it, you know? Yeah. I got a fiddle. I'm a fiddler.
So, John...
Yeah. I think this is our last podcast. Is that what you're thinking?
This might be our last podcast.
Because it is end times outside today.
If some horses...
Four horses.
With horsemen.
Right.
Well, or women.
Horse people.
Riding on those horses.
We got war, famine, pestilence.
Death is one
death,
of them.
Yeah.
What was that cool TV show on Amazon? The Omen.
Okay.
Maybe.
There was the angel and devil one with
Wasn't it called something Omen?
Yeah, I think I watched that.
I wish I had more details for you. But it was good.
I was listening to last week's and I was like, with my wife in the car.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, here it is, Brooks again, telling a story of a show he kind of watched.
That's all I can do.
We should have like a Brooks half remembers a TV show corner. On the pod, a segment.
That's what I thought.
Hey,
that
Brooks,
was...
what happened in that episode of Mr. Belvedere? You're like, he sat on his nuts.
Is that the one where the guy's watching over the kid? And it's always like, I say it like I'm not sure myself and I'm waiting for you to correct me.
Right. And I have no idea what you're talking about.
There was a guy.
He was their butler?
Was he their butler?
I guess.
My voice always, was it?
Yep.
I don't know. So I'm pretty good at being not knowledgeable.
I love it. It's the best. It's not infuriating
because
at
it's
all.
Like if someone else comes later on and says, Brooks told me, you're like, I don't trust that guy.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's taking on your stories and passing them along as gospel.
I was listening to a podcast recently and they had a guest on that was talking about the government and biological warfare, and he mentioned the government infected ticks with Lyme disease.
Oh, is that true?
And as if it was just true.
Yeah, we all know this.
And I was like, holy shit. Like,
really?
They said it like it was true. He seemed like he had some sort of authority about it. And then later on, I came to my wife and I was like, did you know the government infected ticks with Lyme disease and released it accidentally? Like they accidentally released
right.
these Lyme covered ticks.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out that was debunked.
And now
Jamie might spread the word.
Oh, that's good.
Should I tell her or?
Nah, you know.
Just see what happens?
Yeah, let it go. You can't police all the information that comes out of your mouth.
So it is fucking stormy, super windy. We got wind advisory out there.
Yeah. So back to the apocalypse. I came home today from the beach and I was really tired. I took a nap. It was a beautiful summer day.
Blue skies.
Birds were chirping. Animals frolicking in the yard. I woke up and it's smoky as shit outside and the wind is blowing. It's a hot, angry wind.
Mm-hmm.
And it's terrible. And I think, yeah, it might be the end times.
Right,
this is the end of planet Earth.
Right before we started recording, the power went out.
Yeah,
and
that
we were like about to hit record.
So if this episode's 20 minutes long, that's why.
I wonder if we should stop it halfway. Nah, screw it.
Fuck it. It's as long as it goes.
They'll miss out on all this anyways, John. Power goes out.
That's okay. We'll just keep talking for an hour.
And then be like, all right, that was it.
See you later.
And then... when I post up the episode, I'll just post up me being like, yeah, we probably said some stuff. Brooks probably made up some stuff, half remembered it from wherever.
Yeah, the wife and I, we drove down to the beach.
Which beach?
This weekend. We went to Glen Eden, which is just south of Lincoln City. Next door to Salishan.
That, someone legally distinct from you showed me a picture of the beach with a Basement Buddy sticker.
Sure, yeah. You know, the word is getting out. Viral marketing grassroots.
And I was thinking to myself, that looks like Glen Eden Beach.
Oh, did you? You really think that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Past guests, Chris and Kirsten, they rented a house on their own, of their own accord, down on Glen Eden. And a couple weeks ago, they go, hey, do you guys want to come? And we were like, sure, hell yeah.
It was like after the...
After the fact.
After the podcast, when I saw Kirsten whispering in your ears. Uh-huh.
She's like, don't tell Brooks, but I want you and your wife to come, but not this filthy mongrel. And I was like, yeah, 10-4. I hear you.
I understand.
I don't invite that asshole anywhere.
Yeah.
But it was nice, you know, because our boys, Owen and Ethan, are pretty close in age and temperament, so... I think it was nice for them to have someone to play with their kids. And, oh man, they were having the time of their lives. So, I don't know if it's just Glen Eden. That beach there is like really aggressive. The waves like curl really fast at the beach. It's not like a long, smooth wave crashing. It's like an aggressive, short one. And the boys were like, hey, let's try to die in the ocean. For hours and hours and hours. So they would run up really close and then run away. You know, as kids do. But
I still do that.
Yeah.
My favorite part. You don't get wet.
No, they were getting wet. And
they're not as good as it is. I am.
Like 10 minutes after being there the first day, I saw a grown-ass man get like knocked down and pulled out. And I was like, this will kill my children. And anyway, it was just... Many hours of Chris and I standing next to the boys hollering at them to get further away from the ocean than they wanted to be. So that was pretty stressful. But the house was really nice. It was right on the beach.
Uh-huh.
Like there weren't houses in front of it, which I've never experienced before.
Like and you just look out your window and you see the ocean right there.
Right. And the beach access was next door. So we just walk out and walk right down to the sand, which was really nice. So it was very convenient in that respect. And we had a lot of fun just hanging out with the Cosmos, eating food.
Just for...
Drinking Trulies.
Just for... Well, it's a 3-day week. You came back today?
We came back today, yeah.
2 days?
Yeah, we stay there 2 nights. We woke up at... I was paranoid about traffic, you know? Going to the coast is often very bad.
Yeah.
Because you have everyone in Portland, especially on a hot weekend, everyone in Portland evacuates to the coast. And we all go over there and cough on the poor people who live at the coast.
Mm-hmm. Buy all up all their rice and dried goods from the store.
And their hand sanitizer.
All
and,
their booze.
Yeah, clear out their liquor stores and really make it hell for the people who live on the coast. But they're lesser than us, so
yeah,
they deserve it. That's their lot in life. Sorry, people from Lincoln City.
They understand.
You guys can get fucked.
They
come after me. Hey, your outlet mall sucks. Let's fight about it. Anyway.
Who needs 2 dress barns? Why is there 2 dress barns?
I don't know if that's true anymore. Kaz said there was a Hot Topic there. It might be the last one in existence.
Ooh.
You know, people are talking about that fucking Blockbuster in Bend. Who gives a shit? Let's find this
Hot Topic.
So anyway, I was really paranoid about the traffic being awful. So we got those kids up at like 5:30, stuffed them in the van and drove down. And it was perfect. It was ideal. Actually, the baby, Andy, this youngest, he slept the whole way, which was really what you're looking for when you're driving a long ways with an infant.
About 2-hour drive?
2 hours, yeah. That's not bad. We really live very close to the coast in Portland, which I often don't appreciate. I know you go often.
I'm planning a trip for a couple weeks.
Yeah. But I don't go to the coast too often, maybe twice a year. You go, shit, it's not that far. You know? You drive to Salem, you're halfway there.
I don't even think the last 10 times I've touched sand.
No.
Went to the hinterlands.
Right, yeah. Generally, you don't touch sand. It was only because I had my son Owen, and he was like, I love this ocean. I want to get in there. I want to pick up all the sand and throw it in the water and grab rocks and throw them in the water and grab sticks and throw them in the water.
Those are his favorite things.
Oh, it totally was. He's in love with the ocean. He wanted to be there constantly. And the first day, it was one of those rare, hot, calm days at the beach. It was like 80 on the sand. It was amazing, which is not common in Oregon. And then the next 2 days were like how you would expect. It's foggy, it's windy, and it's about 45 degrees.
Got your coats on.
Yeah. But it didn't slow down the kids, you know. They still want to play in there, just freezing to death. And you're like, come on, man, let's go inside. You're chattering. Your shirt is soaking wet. And the wind is blowing like crazy. He's like, nah, let's stay.
I'm starting to think that Daniel has some sort of disease. Wait. Problem? Mental problem? Mental problem?
Right.
Where he can't differentiate hot and cold. Because he'll just be in that ocean. And the water is, 38 degrees.
Right, yeah.
And he's just in there. And he's, like, chattering and like, dude, come on. Like, let's wrap a towel.
He's like, nah, Dad.
He's like, he got in with his full shirt on. Not even, like, a short sleeve shirt. Like, a full long sleeve shirt. And he still has it on. And he's like, I'm having so much fun.
I don't want to leave.
I don't want to. I'm like, at least take your shirt off. That's got to be making you colder. And he's like, no, I'm good.
I'm good. Yeah. Well, I've said this before, but that's how you know the water's cold, when you only see children in it.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, I get it. Anyway, I'm back and I'm tan. I'm beautiful.
You're beautiful.
Thank you.
And you have two kids now? You didn't talk much about the girl. Did she come back with you?
I might have left her. I'll check the van when I get home. Maybe she's still
in there. Oh, she's in the van.
She's in the glove box.
But luckily, it wasn't too hot after the winds came, so you don't have to worry about her in there.
Yeah, she's fine.
It's fine. I have had a very boring weekend.
Good. That's nice.
That's just me now. I've just realized I have been training my whole life for this. What happened?
What's going on? Oh, I'm just checking on the apocalypse. It's still going strong.
Watch we walk out of here after recording a nice solid hour, and then there's just fire and brimstone falling from the sky.
No cars. We go, oh, shit.
What happened? The roof has just been sucked off the building.
Your wife and kids are
just gone.
Cinders.
Oh, no. But luckily, we were in the basement, so
Thank God. We're safe.
Last night, there at some point in the middle of the night, there was a maniac, or I'm thinking either super on drugs or super having a mental breakdown and just screaming at the apartment building next door.
Right.
I'm trying to
piece the formerly homed.
The people. Homed folks. They have been no problems. They're pretty cool. Actually, yeah. I've gotten to know a few of them. But just last night, or middle of the night, some dude was like screaming. I think he might have been a buddy of one of the guys that lives there.
Just jealous, man.
Jealous, like, hey, let me in, screaming, and like top of his lungs just go, motherfucker, fuck.
About what time?
I'm gonna say probably 3 in the morning, 4 in the morning.
Serious middle of the night. 11 o'clock, you can kind of, you know, someone's drunk. 3 in the morning? Okay.
You're a piece of shit, you are too. Like calling out people by name.
Cool.
And I'm like, I was trying to just, you know, sleep it off.
Yeah.
Someone screaming full, like.
You're like, that's Jamie's problem.
I was like, I'm just going to lay here and pretend like I'm asleep. And then Jamie starts tossing and turning next to me. And she wasn't sleeping through it. But we didn't do anything about it.
Right.
I'm like, I'm not calling the cops. I don't want somebody showing up and getting murdered.
Yeah, no shit. And that's a big part of being a homeowner. You go, well, it's not my problem.
It's not like this guy next door is going to get really mad and then catch my house on fire, I'd hope.
Yeah, it's more vulnerable being stuck in a house, you know? Mm-hmm. If I piss this guy off, he knows where I sleep. He'll come back tomorrow at 3 a.m. and throw a rock through my window or vandalize my car.
Hopefully he hasn't seen those stickers around. He's like listening to
hey, I can figure out who this guy is
in the greenhouse.
And he listens to every episode and he knows everything about us and he knows where you work
and he shows up
time you go in the morning
to Multnomah Village, like runs into me on the street corner,
buddy.
Befriends me. We get to know each other for like 6 months.
Right. He starts working for Tim Oakley
and
apprenticing.
I invite him on the podcast. He comes down here and murders us
on air. That'd be good pod.
Would
I hope he at least posts it.
That would suck.
That's my dying wish.
Because imagine we got murdered after doing like 50 minutes of awesome podcast.
The best we've ever done.
The best we've ever done. We got murdered on air.
And it never gets out?
And it never gets out. I hope. Yeah. I hope. Well, I'm sure the cops would take it for evidence.
Well, if I die on air, go ahead and post it. That's fine.
Okay.
That's my my dying wish. I'd be like, just edit it out that racist stuff. Nah, leave it in. Leave it in. Double it.
Yep. So that was all my exciting stuff for the weekend.
While I was gone, there was some more of the riots right next to my house.
Down the street?
Yeah. 117 Stark.
And how?
Which is not by my house at all.
Nope.
Shit.
Somewhere around
145th and Stark.
There we go.
Okay.
The police station.
But they were chucking Molotov cocktails at the police. And that really, you know, they really don't like that. So
they don't, but here's the thing. Why are people getting upset? Okay. This is one of those times where Brooks is like super indecisive on what he's going to say.
Let's hear your theory about why there's school age breakdowns so the old ones don't fuck the little ones, which is great theory.
I'm waiting
for the rebuttal.
Someone to respond to me because they know that's what's going on.
They go, it's right. That's why we do it.
It's free daycare and we don't want the old ones fucking the little ones. Okay. It's two things. And I guess you want people to learn how to read sometime in that.
Eventually.
15, in 15 years, you'd hope they learned how to read. So here's the thing.
Yeah.
With
protests,
with these protests,
Molotov cocktails,
with these protests and them being on the news and people hating the protests, I am all for people showing up and I'm all for everything. I don't want to tell anybody what to do about anything.
Mm-hmm.
Throw their government buildings. You have the right to throw Molotov cocktails at said buildings.
Okay.
But when it comes to Fox News, I think they're rampant and news stations. I think they're ramping it up, exciting some folks.
Hmm.
So those folks at their houses in the suburbs are like, my house is next.
Yeah.
And to me, I say, no, they're not going out to the suburbs and throwing a Molotov cocktail at your house. So
yeah.
Shut the fuck up. Yeah, sure, that some cop cars might get burned up, but...
Or the police station gets a brick thrown through the window.
All I'm saying is if they just agreed to stop killing black people disproportionately and for no reason, then this would all be over, right?
Yeah. If only there was a way to get these people to stop protesting.
Do that thing.
Stop doing that thing that everyone's mad about. No, we can't do that.
It seems pretty simple to me.
Well, I love the whole irony of the protests being, we're tired of the cops beating the shit out of us. The cops are like, oh, yeah? Well, how about we beat the shit out of you? Yeah, this is exactly what we're mad about.
Double
like,
down.
Crack, crack. Yeah, double down.
And if you disagree with my statement, I'm sure you agree with John's, send in your emails to basementbuddiespod@gmail.com.
So as someone who's experienced the riots very, very close to his house.
Was it worse than a dude screaming at the top of his lungs?
It was about the same. You go, huh, I wonder what the fuck that is. So they're not interested in busting down doors and beating the shit out of people like me. The protesters, I mean. They are not mad at me. I have nothing to do with this. They're mad at the police.
Yeah.
So they're not burning down houses or anything. Once that starts happening, sure. This is a different conversation. But they go out and they protest at the police station and they protest the police.
Mm-hmm.
How people act like... There are these roving bands of rioters that are just burning cars and raping people in the street. No, like, that's not what it is at all. I've been hearing that a lot from my in-laws and from my mom. She's like, I hope your house is okay.
And you're like, listen, like, mom, shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up. It's fine. Yeah, there's riots in the streets and it's well contained. Don't worry about it. We were joking that our house was going to be burned down when we got back.
Oh, no.
From the beach. But guess what?
It's still it's there.
Fine.
You don't get to collect that sweet, sweet
insurance money.
Insurance money.
Oh,
and
man.
It'd be move great. On out to the country where you're safe from all this.
from all the rioters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And makes your commute an hour longer.
I did have a sketchy dude parked on my gravel street and I was giving him the stink eye.
Mm-hmm.
And then he drove away. I think he was fixing to dump some garbage.
Oh.
Because I got a bunch of, you know, sticker bushes, blackberries, Himalayan blackberries.
I like to call those Himalayan garbage bushes.
Yeah.
Where you just throw your garbage and it turns that garbage into blackberries.
And I stared at him for a while and he didn't move. And I went inside and came back out and he'd moved a little bit further along. I was eyeballing him. I took a picture.
Don't even think about throwing garbage down my street.
And then he left. Oh, I did find a crack pipe on the street the other day.
Yeah?
Yeah. It was in a eyeglasses case, like a hard case.
Uh-huh.
I go, oh, what's in here? I open it. There's a little toilet paper wrapped around something. I was like, oh, what's this? I unwrap it. I go, oh, it's a fucking crack pipe.
Oh, what's this little rock thing here?
Huh.
Oh, what's this?
Oh, it tastes nice.
Oh, that's crack. Yum.
Yum. Yeah, so I'm on crack now.
I could tell.
Yeah.
It's going nice. Slimmed up a little bit.
Yeah, I've lost 140 pounds or so.
Your skin's not supposed to be that pale.
Oh, I was going to cut off later. I got some scissors. See, I started cutting.
Oh, that's
it's gone
not,
pretty well.
That's not good.
I need
Sean.
More crack to get through the rest of it.
I have, you know how it is my lifelong dream to be
a Rosarian?
Well, I've given up on the Royal Rosarians.
Oh, no.
Because I think it's got a little bit too much religion tied up in there.
Oh, it does.
I like to stay away from that. If your first
You can be a Shriner. Are they religious? I don't think they are.
All the fucking cool ones are religious. Mm. They, because, what do you think about this, Dharma? another
okay.
theory. Religion.
Uh-huh.
Churches, they got all the money.
Sure.
And then they were like, hey, we'll pay you to do some cool stuff over here, but you have to believe in Jesus.
Mm.
Is it just it? Is that it?
Yeah, that's how they get you.
Okay.
That's how they trick you.
You want to drive a little car around with a weird top hat?
That's a pretty cool hat.
I'll pay for those little cars.
But you got to pray to Jesus first. Yeah. You're like,
fuck,
son of a bitch. Where am I going to find a fun little car?
I can't. Not unless Jesus is buying it for me.
Jesus take the wheel.
Royal Rosarian out the window.
Okay.
I could probably just buy a white suit and get like a
well,
nice...
Well, we better throw that dream board, that vision board away.
But what's still on the docket...
Oh, you want to be in the parade for the Multnomah Village?
Grand Marshal of
there
the
you go.
Multnomah Village...
Is it coming up?
A Multnomah Day's parade. They canceled it this year.
Oh, right.
But I'm hoping next year...
Next year?
I'm hoping next year is my shot... Because there'll be a lot less old people around.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
Okay. Until they listen to this episode. Next year. Okay. Let's restart that.
Okay. Cut that out.
Next year will be my shot. to take over as Grand Marshal of the parade.
Well, just start handing out flyers and little business cards with candy. People love candy.
So here's the thing. I've been working like crazy.
Yeah,
I've stepped up my service game because I'm out here. Everybody's home. I call service is what I call talking to people.
Right.
And getting to know them and be like, hey. And they're like, thank you for your service. And sometimes they'll bring
Here's
me
some
out.
Ice cream sandwiches.
Here's some ice cream sandwiches. This lady, I've gotten 2 ice cream bars and an ice cream sandwich.
Oh, hell. Fucking A, man.
And so now that I know... I'm like that stray cat that just keeps showing up to the house.
Don't feed him. He'll never go away.
I don't need to wait for you to come to the door.
You're just giving her different packages from your truck.
But I'm just like there almost every day. And I'm like, if I wait for her to come to the door and say, and then like, there's your package. She might give me an ice cream sandwich.
You stand there with your hand out.
But... So she was talking about me. She says, you're Brooks, right? And I was like, yes,
it's working.
I am Brooks. And she goes, well, on the mom's Facebook group, your name came up.
Oh.
Like, whatever, something about delivery. And it was like, yeah, I like the UPS one the best. He's so nice. He's got his red mask and he's so sweet. And he drives like a reasonable speed through the neighborhood All the other dudes
look
are
at
just
you.
Fucking whipping through there.
Those sons of bitches.
Fucking people. People's kids live there.
The Amazon guy drove down my street. He was going very considerate speed, and he actually waved at me for some reason.
I bet he's dumping some trash.
Yeah,
blackberry bushes.
There's a bunch of trash.
But I say, so she tells me that, and I say, hey, it's my lifelong dream to be the Multnomah Day's Grand Marshal. And she says, well, you talk to the right lady.
What?
I don't know what that means. That's what she said. She didn't elaborate.
Oh, my God.
What does this mean, John? There's a chance.
That sounds awesome.
I'm going to be sitting in the back of a convertible, sitting up on the back.
Well, you might have to do some stuff for this lady to make this happen.
Wait, what kind of stuff are we talking here?
Well, you know, favors. Some dancing.
Well, I'll tell her.
In uniform.
I'll tell her about my TikTok.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, there's a couple that she might appreciate.
There's, yeah.
So you need to infiltrate this mother's Facebook, this mom Facebook group. Figure out who it is and make a false profile.
A false mom profile.
And sneak in there and you're like, hey, isn't that Brooks guy real handsome? Just to see if you can get some traction.
It's just me with like a shaved face and long hair.
The girl like Instagram filter on.
That'd be easier if I just put the Instagram filter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thanks, John.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, superfan Brett sent me one of him as a lady. Works pretty good.
Ooh.
I've been using it for my nightlies, if you know what I mean.
But, so there's a chance next year.
That'd be cool, dude. I would go to that parade.
If there is a parade next year.
You have to throw candy at this parade, though, right?
Oh, fuck. I gotta throw candy?
I don't know. Don't you have to, like, march around with the baton?
I thought I drove in the convertible because they threw candy at me.
Ah, sorry.
They're like, you're the Grand Marshal. Here's some candy.
No, it's a negative candy situation.
Oh, fuck. Never mind. I'm
all
out.
Right, I'm out.
There was my dream of being Grand Marshal.
All right. Let's see.
Superfan
Tanya. Otherwise known as my wife.
Sent us in 49.
49 great questions. We are on question 32. In your opinion, what would be the worst thing about being a woman?
The worst thing about being a woman?
Yeah.
Probably being disrespected on a, I mean, more regular than almost zero for myself. Like, Tanya's told stories about just random dudes being that
super shitty,
dumb.
Yeah, oh yeah, that was a wild story.
Nobody has ever said anything like that to me.
No, and they never would.
They never would, because I'm a big guy, and I'd be like, fuck you.
Fuck you, let's fight.
My ass is going to be your mask, and you won't think it... Oh, wait, you won't think it's dumb then? I mean, you will think it's dumb.
Is it good, or I eat pieces of shit like you for breakfast?
You eat pieces of shit?
I think maybe the naive answer is having periods. That seems like a drag.
How bad are they, really?
I mean, they're probably not fun.
Yeah, they don't seem fun.
No.
But
I feel bad.
But haven't you ever had like something broken on you and you kind of just limped along? But
yeah, I think women deal with a lot more pain than men do on a regular basis, so they're kind of used to it.
Damn.
And a good example of that is your wife ever plucked your eyebrows, your unibrow? She ever come at you with some tweezers?
No, she gets my ear hairs.
With tweezers, though.
With tweezers.
And it's brutal, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's the worst pain ever.
They do it for fun.
And I cannot handle it. The eyebrow thing just kills. My wife will be like, hey, come here. You're looking pretty shaggy. And I'm like, tears running down my face. I'm the hugest baby about it. And she does all the time, like it's no big thing. So I suspect females.
Well, that's your
pain tolerance. Apparently, I'm a big wimp with that stuff.
They like popping zits too.
I'm more into that than my wife. I can't wait for my kids to have terrible acne. I'm gonna pin them down and squeeze them.
Daniel has this blackhead right in the middle of his chin.
Wake him up. Let's go get him.
But he doesn't want me to do anything with it.
Yeah.
But like it had been there, I mean, for like a year. Like it just in there, mm-hmm. just a really bad, big, deep one. And
it's getting stronger.
Every once in a while, I'm like, I got to get it. And then I start, he's like, no, no. And then finally, Jamie was like, I'll give you some candy if you let me pinch on. He's like, deal. Okay. Deal.
Yeah.
But that was a month ago, and now it's back.
What? It's already back?
It wasn't all the way gone.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
You gotta squeeze it harder.
I think he's fucking rubbing dirt up on his face to try and get that candy now that
he's getting some bacon grease. He's just rubbing it into his chin.
He knows it's worth candy.
But yeah, I think carrying a baby, that's a big chore. That's pretty rough for not, it's so
wiping,
long.
Wiping, front to back would be a game changer for me, you know?
Why?
You're not supposed to, if you're a lady, you're not supposed to go back to front, right?
Correct.
But that's how I
do
it.
Is that your style?
You get the most torque doing it that way. Get the most pressure.
All right, maybe pressure is not what you should be after. Are you using that bidet? You should really get on
you
that.
You want it to be like red back there, right?
Yeah. Keep doing that until you get a hemorrhoid and then tell me how you feel.
Is that what causes those?
Don't push so hard.
Okay.
You're going to hurt yourself.
Thank you. I have been using the bidet more frequently.
Oh, it's
man. Oh, so good.
It's so good. It's worst when you don't have it. I go to work and I'm like, no.
Fuck, I'm going to have to go home and
I don't even wipe. I'll save it for when I get home.
You ever remember those commercials like those late night infomercials with the vacuum dude or like the
rotisserie thing?
Whatever.
Yeah.
And they'd be vacuuming and he would like take all this dirt and dump it on the carpet.
Sure.
And be like, it's easy. It even gets up this. Well, you should try. Just take a big old handful of peanut butter and just rub it on there. Just be like, do your worst, bidet.
And then just spray it all off?
Yeah. And be like, clean as a whistle.
Yeah. That would be a delight. It's been really nice these hot days to sit and have some cold water just blasting your grundle. Oh, it's the best. Just cooling down your business.
It's,
you know, a hot day. Go home, just sit on that hose.
We joke. We joke here. We do a lot of joking here.
What?
Down in basement, huh? Buddies. Down in the basement.
Okay.
Us buddies. But truly, it's the product of all products of the day.
It's really the future.
If it wasn't...
A butthole technology.
If it wasn't for the damn Constitution and the, you know, the 11th Amendment talking about required toilet paper over bidets.
Mm, yeah.
But it's in the Constitution.
I feel, you know, un-American using it, but
it's,
oh, it's so seductive.
Why did they come up with all those dumb rules back then?
I think I have to be a communist now because I like the bidet. Is this what China wanted?
It is a Faraday's butthole cleaning for a Faraday's wage. Wait, what is that? That's the union slogan.
A chicken
slogan
in every pot,
yeah,
and a hose on every butt.
There we go.
Okay. But we're history scholars down here in the basement. We know everything.
So, there's all those sexist things that you could say, like, okay, I have to.
Oh, back to the question?
Back to the question.
I think it would be fairly terrible to live in a society that really fucking hates women. And you see it in so many places. There's just built-in, ingrained misogyny.
Going to get your car worked on.
They don't listen to women. Women get paid less.
Oh,
women
you
get
don't
passed
know.
Over for promotions. Like female reproductive rights are constantly under attack from the religious right.
And I can do whatever I want with my balls.
Exactly. You know? And it's just, it sucks where you're constantly under attack. And like we were talking about last week, you have to protect these young women from older predatory men. And it's like, we just live in the society where that predatory behavior is accepted and encouraged. We're like, yeah, it's fine. That's just how boys are. And as men, we get away with a ton of bullshit that women would get called out for. It's just a complete double standard. It's complete garbage.
My cousin posted up this meme, like when this about schools. How are they going to, before every, like, whatever, having kids wearing masks in schools, how will they keep up, like, keep the kids wearing masks? And she, and the meme's like, pretty much, well, they fucking sent you to the principal if you had a spaghetti strap tank yeah. top.
Or like, your dress didn't go so, beneath your knee.
So guess what? We're fucking with, they have no problem telling them what to do.
Yeah, we've been telling women what to wear and how to behave for forever.
But we can't tell men.
You can't tell men
to wear masks.
That's crazy.
Oh.
Yeah, I was talking with my wife about, we had a lot of driving, so we had a lot of time to chat, which was really nice. And we were talking about people who have such a difficult problem with wearing masks, you know, because, cut that out. My wife and I, we were both saying, it's kind of nice to wear a mask in a store. You know, mm-hmm. I don't mind at all. It's actually, I kind of prefer it. It's kind of insane to think about a year ago, we would just walk around a store with who knows how sick these people are, like coughing all over everything, and we're just touching all the same shit.
And just like getting up next, oh, excuse me here, like sliding next to them.
Coughing all over, and you're like, this is fine.
I'm just going to grab this one thing in front of you because you're pretty indecisive here.
And I think about Brett, he was talking about how he's on his podcast with his brothers. He's not a germaphobe, he's a virophobe. But he has all these strategies that he uses to, and he's always done this, to not touch stuff that other people touch.
Hmm.
And he's totally vindicated now that we're dealing with this coronavirus.
That's not, but
we should have always been this way, you know?
I would just like, never. Brett, fuck you. You're weird.
Okay. I'll send you.
I will lick my hand right now if you want me to, John.
But you go to like Plaid Pantry and you grab that handle, and 10,000 other people, filthy, disgusting humans, who are like just scratching their balls, rub it all over there, and you're like, cool. And then you go get a sandwich, and you're like, nom nom nom. You're just eating all these germs,
just licking all the Doritos dust off.
Oh,
your
I gotta
fingers.
Get this ice cream sandwich all over my. So, anyway, we were talking about how. Some people just have a really big problem with wearing masks. And the thinking is like, this isn't about a mask, right? Like, clearly something else is bothering you. And we kind of boil it down to, there's basically a lot of people who are barely hanging on to their sanity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh yeah, for sure.
Out in the world. You
the
think
guy last night.
Yeah, exactly. That guy last night. You think, oh, everyone's kind of got their shit together and they are normal, reasonable adults. Not true at all. There's probably 40% of the population walking around who are like almost boiling. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They're like, one little thing and I'm going to lose my shit. It's kind of insane how crazy most people are. And anyway, that's the world we live in, right?
And as of recent, it's like 60% now.
Yeah, yeah, that number's gone up. You've had experiences where, like, you've parked kind of funny on a street, and some guy comes out and just loses his shit all over you. You've told me these stories. And you're like, hey, man, are you okay? Like, this is not really what we're mad about, right?
It can't be.
It can't be, because this is nothing.
Because I'm Brooks.
Also, yeah,
I'm Brooks. What the fuck? What did I do?
And I think the answer is, yeah, a lot of people are just barely hanging on.
When I give advice, I like to give out advice and then be like, but I'm me, so this may not work for you.
I'm Brooks. I've lived a charmed life. Nothing bad's ever happened to me.
Not yet.
Right.
Until the apocalypse.
35 years.
How's it look out there?
Oh, it's dark now.
It's dark now.
Oh, no, there's flames licking at the windows.
Okay. Well, that's fine. We
this
still got
might be
time.
The end of days.
Yeah. I've gotten way better about talking shit to random people on the internet.
Oh, yeah?
If it's like somebody says something dumb and, you know, it's my job, or some people think it's their jobs to correct them. I always do it in a, I'm pretty dumb. I'm not so sure about this, but in my, whatever, it's this way, but I could be wrong. Let me know. So yeah. It's like wishy-washy.
Right. Yeah.
But and then they'll come back and like, blah, blah, blah. And I'll be like, okay, you're right. And then I'll just stop it right there, too, because this random person could be a maniac who then
for sure
looks at my, all my shit,
figures
finds
out
me,
where you work,
does tracks this or that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And yada yada. And now I'm just like, whatever, it's not worth it.
Yeah, I think that's, I've often, I don't know, that's kind of how I live my life, as I'm like, you know.
Well, you were never Brooks in your life.
I've never been Brooks, and I've been shit on many times.
I like to pride myself on just, you know, fully just telling them how I, random strangers, how I feel, but in a joking manner.
But I'm never 100% about anything. Very, very rarely.
Mm-hmm.
There's only a few small things I'm like, this is exactly correct.
Like, Jesus was American.
He had white skin and blue eyes. Yep. We all know this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's, I think, the more you learn, the more you educate yourself, the more you realize, oh, I don't know fucking anything. You know, there's maybe a tiny little section of human knowledge that I have any authority over, but I'm basically never confident about anything.
This brings us to our new bit.
What's that?
Brooks discusses world history.
Okay. Yeah.
I learned about the Ukraine.
Oh.
I watched two
it's
YouTube
just Ukraine.
Videos.
You don't say the Ukraine.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
It this doesn't sound right because...
I learned about Ukraine.
Just doesn't sound right. I'm okay. Going to say the Ukraine.
Okay.
Just like the Facebook.
Right.
And the TikTok.
The TikToks.
Apparently, Ukraine has been getting fucked around by people in that part of Russia, the other side of Russia.
Right.
Everybody who has ever been there for the past 2,000 years has been fucking with Ukraine, and they're tired of it. And that's all I learned.
Oh.
Who knew?
Who knew?
I thought they were all part of the USSR.
I learned that the Caspian Sea is actually a lake. It's not really a sea.
Did you also do some Ukraine learnage?
No, I think I saw it on TikTok.
And so those damn Mongols
right.
really fucking threw a monkey wrench in the middle of that whole...
Did you ever listen to that hardcore history about the Mongols?
I did. You suggested that to me. It's like a 12-hour long podcast.
It's so good, though. Everyone out there, go listen to Dan Harmon's Hardcore History. Isn't that his name?
Genghis Khan.
Genghis Khan was wild. That's such a crazy story. The Mongols really fucking dominated. Like, the whole planet. It's crazy.
They would have just kept going.
I know. Nothing could stop them.
The dude randomly died from something else.
It's and like, oh, I've been conquering for 40 years.
And then they all came back, split up, and then it all fell apart.
Yeah, and then like Kublai Khan tried to restart it. There were some false starts. But yeah, Genghis, fucking pinnacle of humanity.
But right now there. I understand about Ukraine.
Yeah?
I get it. They're right there in the middle.
They have cool dances.
The best thing about America, they do, you son of a bitch. They do. I got to see one of those dances one of these days.
I sent you a picture a million years ago of
the problem with pictures.
Yeah,
from
they don't move.
1997. They weren't great.
No.
Can you believe we looked at those and we actually saw people and stuff in them?
Oh, I know. It was wild.
Like now,
what a terrible life we lived.
My 2-year-old phone. I look at those pictures, I'm like, oh, that's so terrible. Gross.
The resolution's awful.
Ugh, what are the megapixels on this? Baby?
Only 14 megapixels? What am I, a peasant?
But yeah, so that's all. That's my Brooks learns about history.
Ukraine.
Stop fucking with the Ukraine, everybody.
Leave them alone.
Stop fucking with Ukraine, everybody. Leave them alone. But America, the best thing is, we're over here.
Yeah.
And we're surrounded by two oceans. And the way things are going, we would have been taken over a long, long time ago.
Yep. Yep. We also found a bunch of gold, which really jump-started the country.
Yeah. Yeah. Pull yourself up by your bootstraps, countries without gold.
Sorry.
What's your deal?
Thanks, California, for all that gold.
I don't care that the De Beers company came in and stole all your diamonds, all of you, and...
Sorry, Kenya.
Kenya. Jeez.
Get your shit together. We had a successful week of Montessori schooling for my oldest, Owen.
2 days?
He signed up for 2 days. he'll go Thursday and Fridays.
Oh, nice.
And,
2 days
so
in a row.
Last week was his first week, and he had a really good time. I think he's going to have a good time there.
So what's different about, like, there's 10 kids?
It's a really small class, and they're more about, like, kind of just letting kids be kids mm-hmm. more.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's, like, you could watch a documentary on
it. Seems like
something.
It seems more like my kindergarten.
Yeah. It's more hippie, kind of, you know, do whatever you want kind of shit. I mean, it's still structured like a school, but
I don't remember doing.
He got a chance to, like, dig out in the yard. Mm-hmm. They have, like, a garden. Gardening's important for him, which is, he's all about that. So he had a good time there. And there's a bunny in the classroom and a little parakeet.
Is it going to be one of those things where you can take the bunny home on the
weekend?
I think
they used to do that. And they also used to have a chinchilla, but
somebody
due to COVID,
chinchilla.
Yeah, one of the older kids, they didn't keep them separated.
Gotta keep them separated.
As we've all learned from Dexter, he told us
mm-hmm.
from the Offspring.
Yeah.
I
knew you were making an Offspring joke, but then I had forgot the name Offspring. So I was like, John's going to fill in the blanks with
right.
comedy here.
I'll help you out.
Thank you.
I think.
Gotta keep them separated.
I might be wrong. Fact check me on this, Joe or Brett. I think Dexter has like a PhD or master's in microbiology.
I think so.
Is that right?
I think so. I'm pretty sure I heard
He's
that.
Like, ah, fuck it. I'm going to go back to school.
Well, he was a millionaire, multi-millionaire, super like in the early 90s when he was 20-something.
From his punk rock?
From his punk rock band.
And he's like, yeah. Whatever. I got to do something.
I got to do something during the week. I can't go start working at a claymation studio in Portland, Oregon. Slowly take it over.
Bully around the poor people.
Take that, Travis, now, you piece
Boom.
Of shit. Boom.
Stay down, Travis. Yeah, and Brian May from Queen, the guitarist,
mm-hmm.
he has a degree in astrophysics. I don't know if he has a PhD. He might just have a master's. Anyway.
Hmm. So when am I going to make it big and then go back and
get
something?
Well, once you hit your first million, then you'll go back to college and get a degree in history, I think.
Oh.
Seems to be where your interests lie.
Could be. Can I do it all in 12-minute long YouTube videos?
Yeah, probably.
Now that I've learned that those are okay to watch.
10 minutes. All right. Oh, and officially, my youngest, Andy, has taken a step.
Mm.
We've seen one step happen.
His birthday is next month.
Yeah, October 14th. He will be a year old. And, you know, he's doing all his normal one-year-old bullshit. He talks a little bit. You know, he says mama, bop, dada kind of shit.
What's bop?
Baba.
Okay.
I don't know. He talks. Talks a little bit. Walks a little bit.
I mean, what else do you want?
What else can he ask for?
What else can he ask for? Is he potty trained? Is he using a bidet yet?
Yeah, he loves it.
Oh, nice.
He's usually just drinking out of it, though. So
if you,
we got to teach him to turn around.
So what else do I got, John? How's TikTok talk going for us?
Oh, TikTok talk. I spent some time with Kirsten, the mother of all TikTok.
How am I doing for her? She hasn't been liking my things. Has she been seeing
I don't
them?
Think she follows you. I think she's on her own. She's on next level TikTok that we don't even know mm-hmm. about. And I sent her a couple. She sent me a couple. And yeah, we're in different worlds, I think.
I'm just trapped over in the dads. Oh, the
Uh-oh.
Light just flickered.
Light flickered.
The dads of TikTok.
The dad TikTok.
Of weird dads of TikTok corner.
Right.
Like myself, so I fit in pretty well there. I want to be their king someday.
I got a little, you know how you get kind of stuck in little corners?
Mm-hmm.
I was in bear TikTok for a minute.
Yeah.
And I was going to send some to you. I was like, Brooks, maybe you should play up to your audience over here.
I got in bear corner for a little bit.
Yeah.
I got a lot of followers over in bear corner.
Yeah, I think you could. I got in Tourette's TikTok for a minute.
Tourette's Alley.
Tourette's Alley,
uh-huh.
which was really interesting. Yeah, and then I do see a lot of disabilities, like amputees mm-hmm. and people with disabilities, which is really interesting.
It's cool. I mean, it just humanizes folks.
Yeah, it's very humanizing for sure.
Because this is like, I'm following this dude that is a quadriplegic.
Yeah.
But he's just a funny dude, but he just is in his chair.
Yeah. And they just go, hey, here's a weird thing I have to deal with during the day. And you go, oh, cool.
This guy is just doing like regular stuff and like really not. Maybe he's a paraplegic. Just legs?
Yeah, para.
Okay, so he can move his arms.
If he can't, I don't know. I have indigenous peoples TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of native people.
I think I missed out at the beginning of this pandemic as a UPS driver. Now everyone is over it.
Oh, no. It'll come back around.
It'll come back. We'll be cool again. Come Christmas.
Maybe.
Because there's this dude down in Texas who's a UPS driver.
Yeah.
And he has like 100,000 followers.
I send them to you. I'm like, this could be you, man.
But
is he better than you?
He's so funny and charming. I think he's got more practice though.
Okay.
I'll get there. Give me another 3 months. Yeah. I'm ramping up.
I think your work ones are more interesting to people. It's fun to see inside the truck.
I need more ice cream sandwiches and I'll have more content, guys.
Maybe that'll be your lasting legacy, is you will establish that, you know, cops love donuts, delivery drivers love ice cream sandwiches.
It's just, you heard it here, everybody. This is a natural fact of all things. Because
water's wet.
Our hands are dirty. Bring it back.
Okay.
Keep our hands clean. It's got that wrapper on it, so you peel it down halfway, you eat.
They're hygienic.
It's giving you a lot of your proteins. You got your calcium in there.
You have your ice cream proteins. It's very good for you.
You got your chocolate, gluten?
Your triglycerides.
Yep, all that. And I assume they...
And your flavonoids.
Yep.
Got to get those.
I think there's some vitamin
A in there.
Ice cream?
Vitamin ice cream in there.
Vice-cumin ice cream.
Weisskommandreisrum.
and that's all we need to keep going.
By the way, we're still sponsored by Pete's Pear Wine.
Pete's Apparently Wine.
Apparently Wine, and it's doing its job.
This is Apparently Wine.
Yeah, apparently has alcohol in it.
Mm-mm. But.
Oh, I shotgunned a beer this weekend.
Why?
With Kirsten.
What?
Because we're cool and hip. And she's like, this is what cool people do.
I also follow a guy that shotguns beers all the time.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
I follow a guy who chugs.
Chugs?
He pours it in a glass first.
Okay.
And chugs.
This guy has a special thing for his keychain that will make the hole on the bottom and easy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Boy, this guy, he can chug. That's his whole channel. He's like, watch me drink stuff fast. And I'm like, yeah, I'm into it. Anyway, that's maybe the second time I've shotgunned a beer. This was not a thing I ever did.
I'm not good at it.
And I destroyed the competition. Mm-hmm. I'm very good at chugging.
I'm really good at chugging water.
Yeah?
But add flavor to it and it slows me down.
Hmm.
My taste buds are like, no, not so quick. I want to savor that. Mm.
You could be a super taster. Have you heard of that? Where some people experience flavor like 10 times more than the rest of us.
I've only heard about it to do with like wine and whiskey.
Yeah.
But
you might just have a natural knack for it.
Maybe there's a less than $1.50 niche at the Plaid Pantry.
Oh.
I'm a super taster for candy. Mm,
these Airhead strips are so good.
You know, these the candy apple from the Airheads comes from the same factory as the candy apple from the
Yeah.
Your treats from Halloween.
You're like, the big hunk really pairs well with the Takis, the spicy Takis. You wouldn't think it would, but it really accentuates the spice.
In between sips, I like to take a quick sip of Mountain Dew Code Red.
Yeah. A lot of people discount Code Red. But, you know, it's bold in the nose, but it has a light finish. It really pairs well with these whatchamacallit bars. You should do it. Yeah. That'll be your TikTok niche.
I can't do it.
Yeah.
Whenever I think of awesome ideas, here's the problem.
Hmm.
I think of the awesome idea. If I just told you right then, it would be funny. Maybe. But if I wait 5 minutes, get my phone out, think about it some more, and then I realize I'm not an actor.
Ah, yes.
And then I can't express it in talking unless you're there.
Well, maybe don't point it at your face. Just talk through your hands.
Point at my balls.
Yeah, or that. Well, then Bear TikTok will really be interested.
Okay.
All right.
All right. I don't care if they like me because I'm beautiful. But yeah, there's tons of pictures of me shirtless if you go to TikTok at Basement Buddies Pod. All you, I need more subscribers. All right, I have 260 subscribers.
I will whore for anything.
I will get you looking at me shirtless, for yeah, all day long, yeah. And then I can be like, John, I have 50,000 followers.
Right, I have to sell my underwear to pay rent.
I do.
Hey man, if they want to objectify me, go for it.
I'm fine with it.
Yep.
All right, John.
Yes, sir.
Final things.
I'm tumbling some rocks. I'm a rock tumbler kind of guy.
You got back
did
into
you
the rock
that?
Tumbling? I did know that. And let me tell you about Jackson's first attempt at rock tumbling.
Oh, right.
We tumbled him for 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Did you switch grits
we
every week?
We kept switching grits every week.
Yeah.
And then the last day of it, I was like, hey, Jackson, come on out. Let's drain this thing and look at him. He goes, no, you do it. And I'm like,
well, that's no fun.
No, I'm not going to do it. This is your thing.
You're like, dude. I don't care about these rocks.
And then I set him on the picnic table.
Right.
And that very same day, we bought the hot tub.
Oh.
And they're still sitting out there.
Are they really?
Up on their side, just
waiting.
Just waiting to be opened and hosed off to see how they look.
But those rocks work so hard to become beautiful for you.
It turns out me saying, I can't wait 4 weeks for some beautiful rocks. Turns out I can wait 4 months. Today I looked at it and I was like, should I crack that open and see what those rocks look like? And I was like, nah, whatever.
Nah, who cares?
I can wait. So what's going on, John?
My niece, Madison, has been into picking up pretty rocks.
Mm-hmm.
And she came over the other day and was talking to me about these rocks that she found. I go, hey, you know, I got this machine in the garage that tumbles rocks. She's like, what? How does that work? I was super interested in it. So I took her out there, and I have some that I've been meaning to polish that I've had for a long time. And I'd like dump out this big box, and I was like, you came to the right place, girl. I got all kinds
what?
Of rocks.
John's so cool.
And so we picked out a whole bunch of rough ones that are like agates and stuff, you know, mm-hmm. and dumped them in the rock tumbler last week, and they've been going for, I think, 6 days now. And I think she's pretty excited about it. So,
does she want to come over and look at these rocks?
Maybe, yeah.
Jackson was
so... She was like, can I have this rock? I was like, girl, you can take every single rock I got. I do not care.
That one's pretty special to me.
I have like, I don't know, 200 polished rocks.
Yeah, there comes a time with every rock collector that uh-huh. you just have buckets and buckets of
yeah,
nice
I was like,
looking
I mean,
rocks
I can only
everywhere.
Fill so many pots with... Or, you know, little glass jars with rocks before I'm pretty full. So, I give her a bunch and hopefully she's into it. Oh, it's just a fun thing to
What's
do with
it
kids.
Called? People that are rock hunters? It's probably has some cool name.
Oh, I don't know. Rock hounds?
Rock hounds. That's it. Or rock hounds.
It's not really a cool name. But that's the most exciting thing that's happened all week.
All right. Thanks, John.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
If I became a woman,
I think you're beautiful.